So they still had mules in the 30s then?
Yeah, they did, but then they started pulling them out. Still, I had a friend, and he took me as a partner. I tell you, those mules, they were smarter than human. You try to slip an extra car on, if they pull 5-6 cars, try to go along and slip an extra car, mule turn ahead and bare his teeth. He won't pull. They're smart. They won't pull anymore. You know, when they click, click, fill that tug, they could tell how many cars. One over, you're out of luck, and you have to take that on, hitch that car, and go way out of sight before he start moving again. I know it's some beautiful mules down there. Some are blind, you know, after they've been there so many years. Yeah, that was at the end of mine. Then they had flat cables. That didn't go very deep. That was more or less the ACM leased that mine. It belonged to some private company.
Which mine is this? The Emma mine?
Yeah, that's right close to the town by the old Butte High School. Somewhere around in that neighborhood, mm-hmm. Wyoming and Arizona.
Well, why don't you tell me what you did as a mule skinner?
Oh, well, see, when you we get the cars, see, they have the cars ready. Then you hitch the mule to the cars. And as you go along, and then there's different drift, you take the other car, see. And he start pulling, and you have your partner, he'd be right behind. But one time he fooled me by slipping an extra car. And that mule, he just bared his teeth. And the trouble was, the first time was Stego said, gotta get a can of snuff. I said, I don't show that. I don't know, but your partner's, I said, he can get it himself. Said, you ain't gonna work. I found out. My partner was a mule. I had to give him a pinch of snuff in the morning, and he worked till lunchtime. A can of snuff cost me 10 cents a day. But they work. Why'd you put a handful like that, give up there? He won't move till he get that snuff.
Would the mule chew it?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people don't believe it, but that's true. They have snuff, and then noon hour when we eat, when they have the oats, take the oat bag off, give them some little snuff. Some of the old timers, somebody sweet or somebody taught them that way. I give them that. Well, that got him to working. But if you didn't have it, no, you ain't going to get him to move. A special, certain ones, you know. I wouldn't say all the mules, but the one I had, that was the, he was cantankerous. He's got to have his snuff.
I'd heard that the mules were treated better than any of the workers. Is that true?
Well, they were treated, you had to treat them nice. Because if you want to get work out of them,